Schaefer and Mary Jo Perino.
It was a beautiful day.
Morning, Mary Jo.
Morning, Daniel. Yet again, we have to play music by one of the greatest because we
An icon
we
lost has died. Him. Another icon has died. Since we've been doing this show, they drop like flies.
I know. We have
David Bowie, Prince, Tom Petty, Stone Temple Pilots lead singer, Scott Weiland, Chris Cornell of Soundgarden, yeah. Glenn Campbell. Who else? Good grief. I mean,
that Dimebag dude.
Lemmy from Motorhead. It's time to play the game.
Linkin Park?
Yeah. Linkin Park. Good grief. Tom Petty, though, is there anyone that doesn't like Tom Petty?
Everyone has got a song, a Tom Petty song, that takes them to something.
Yeah.
Like a moment in their life where they remember where they were, what they're doing. Like,
I can't
Because for 40 years he's had hits.
Yeah. I can't hear American Girl without thinking of the opening singing of Silence of the Lambs.
Yep.
Where she's singing, you know?
Yep.
I need you to help me move this couch into this van. Yeah, just get back in there.
Well, and of course, like, Free Fallin',
yeah.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
I mean.
And I can remember when The Last Dance with Mary Jane, that whole album came out. I was in college, and it just hit, like, right at the, like, it and U2's.
The Joshua Tree.
No, it was the one after Joshua Tree that has, oh, gosh. It has Lemon on it.
Rattlin' Hum? No.
No.
Oh.
Pop?
Octung Baby?
Octune Baby, yeah.
Yeah, that was it. Those two came out like right at the same time, and this is back when you actually went and bought CDs.
Yeah,
and, yeah, we just had those on repeat for a summer, those two. Yeah. Gosh.
But Tom Petty, definitely iconic.
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
I saw him in Louisville at Freedom Hall. I want to say with maybe ZZ Top. I can't remember who opened up, but it was outstanding. And I was like, somebody was getting me to go. I'm like, yeah, maybe. I mean, I like Tom Petty. I don't know, though. And like, come on. You don't even know how much you know. And you get there, and it's like a greatest hits.
Yeah.
Like 20 songs.
Yeah.
You don't realize it.
That was this week listening to. I'm like, oh my gosh, that song too. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that song too.
I listened to something. I found something on YouTube. It was a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performance with Tom Petty and Prince, and they're playing The Beatles' "While My Guitar Gently Weeps," and I must have listened to that thing 10 times this week, which led me to listen to Prince's "Purple Rain" Super Bowl performance. And I probably listened to that 10 times this week. Oh, man. Well, we have a game today.
Yes.
And you are not wearing Wildcat blue, Mary Jo.
No.
You're wearing the black and gold.
Yeah. You know, it's always something that tears at my heartstrings. But I just really think in the end, you gotta go alma mater on that.
Well, I agree. You, if that's where you went to school, I mean, you gave them your money and they gave you an education. So, I understand. But it's beyond that. You just weren't a student. I mean, you were involved with the football team.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't sound good.
Well, dude. As far as...
Yeah, no. I know I worked for the football program my whole 4 years as a Tiger hostess, which they no longer exist.
Oh, they outlawed Tiger hostess. Well, huh?
It's at most schools. I don't think they do it.
Oh, I thought Tennessee
anymore.
Still had them running around.
They may. It's not working, but they may. So, you know, we hosted recruiting trips every weekend and, you know, worked the games. I never missed a home game.
Wow.
My whole 4 years, and went to several, you know, road games. And when I started, they were 3-9 my freshman season, and then by my senior year, you know, we went to back-to-back bowls my junior and senior season. And ever since then, you know, they've been a pretty decent program. They've been in the top 25 for a lot of time over the last decade. And, you know, now this has not been a good start to this year.
But Barry Odom was a player. while you were there, right?
He was a player. On those teams? Yeah, we graduated.
Same class? So you remember him?
Well. Oh, yeah. No, knew him.
He was a captain on the team.
Knew him well. Very good player out of Ada, Oklahoma. So there was about a group. The Tiger hostesses were about 30, mm-hmm. 35 yeah. girls. And one of the girls also in my class that came in with me as a freshman and was there through my senior year was Tretia Trump, who is now Tretia Trump Odom.
Really?
And so she married Barry. They have three kids.
Now, Trump, relation to Donald?
No.
Okay.
No. So I'm looking forward to seeing her at the game today. So
yeah.
We'll.
I mean, you're going to sit with Barry Odom's wife today at the game, right?
I got coach's tickets today. And
wow.
Yeah.
That's the connection.
So I don't know who I was. I hate these games.
Right. It's difficult.
Basketball was a little bit easier for me because I wasn't as close. I didn't work with the basketball team. So when they play Kentucky, and usually there's always more on the line for UK than there is for Missouri. Mizzou's been really bad. Now this year it's going to be different because Mizzou has a chance to be a really good team, and they got, you know, Michael Porter Jr. and be crazy.
Yeah, especially if they were to meet maybe in the SEC tournament championship game.
Yeah. But the line on this game, though,
that's what I was about to say.
Like two touchdowns is now down to what?
9 points.
Yeah.
Kentucky was a 14-point favorite when this line opened on Sunday. It went to 10.5, went to 10, and now this morning it is down to 9. So there is a little lack of confidence in UK. I don't know how much it is people thinking Missouri is better and gotten better during their bye week as much as it is people know that UK doesn't blow out opponents.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. UK hasn't stomped on anybody that they maybe should have stomped on this year. I don't think the line going down suggests anyone thinks Missouri's going to win this game.
No.
I think they think they might cover.
You know, I was talking to someone last night who said something about, they got a good offense, you know, mentioning the quarterback, Drew Locke, and
They don't.
Look, they scored 73 points.
Yeah, so their average points per game is so skewed because in one game they had 73.
It was 72-43. They won their season opener, okay? Since then,
they gave up 43 points to Missouri State in that game, by the way.
Since that season opener, Mizzou has scored a total of 3 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Since the season opener, so think back to Southern Miss and UK. What if UK had only scored 3 touchdowns since that game?
They would be 1-3, just like Missouri is.
Yes. Look, Drew Locke, in that game, he threw for a school's single-game record, 521 yards and 7 touchdowns. And Mizzou does have the second-best passing offense in the SEC, 279 yards per game.
But see, that's so skewed because of that one game.
Right.
It is. That's a fool's gold stat right there.
Here is the truth. Completion percentage, 52.6%, which is 109th nationally and number 13 in the SEC. There's your Drew Locke.
Yeah.
There's Drew Locke right there.
I will say I do think the receivers have something to do with that. They are.
Jamon Moore is good.
Yeah.
He's one good receiver they have. But that. Yeah, they are not. They're not moving the ball up and down the field on people like you think, and then they just can't score or something like that. No, it's they stink. They had South Carolina down 10-0, and then they only scored 3 points the rest of the game. After that, then they didn't even score a touchdown against Purdue.
I know.
Purdue's not known for his defense. That's the Brian Brohm brothers. They're known for that. All right, and then you talk Auburn. Well, they scored 2 touchdowns after Auburn would, you know, had beaten them to death.
Well, they were up 40s, whatever.
So 51-14.
Yeah.
So Mizzou can't move the ball. Their offense is not good. That's a myth. They're not good.
Mm-hmm.
So on paper, Kentucky should stomp them, but that's not how this works.
Now, it was after that Auburn game. By the way, we should mention that we are live, right?
Oh, gosh. We got going, and yes.
Yes, we should mention that we are live at 1098 East New Circle Road at Truck and Auto Extras.
Yeah. Well, this, we're live every week, but we just happen to be out and about this week.
But this place is huge and amazing. There's so much stuff in here. If you are a car person, oh, my gosh.
Well, today only, any driver and passenger window tint, $50 if you buy a gift certificate or prepay. And then it's $125 any vehicle or truck window tint. $125 does the whole thing. That excludes limos and buses. Don't be rolling
up here.
Don't
bring your limo in here.
Don't bring your bus in here. Don't be rolling up in the sweet pickle bus thinking you're going to get that thing tinted, tricked out.
You probably can, just not for $125.
Yes, not going to be $125.
Now, after that Auburn game you were talking about, Barry Odom went off in the post game. He was very emotional. Obviously, when you get a coach that played for that school, it probably means a little bit more.
Yeah,
and you know he's frustrated.
Well, Sean, if you have that, I want to set it up, if you have it, so that we can play it and then go to a break. And then when we come back, we'll do high school football report. And then at 10:30, we have John Clay. And John Clay is going to join us. And I wanted to specifically bring on John Clay this week to kind of compare and contrast what Louisville is going through now versus the trouble that UK got into with its football program and with the basketball program, you know, the thing that Patino took over.
Mm-hmm. And then, resurrected.
Yeah. And the mess with the Claude Bassett situation, Kentucky football, the mess that Rich Brooks inherited and took over. And that thing led to, you know, the ouster of Larry Ivey, the athletic director at the time. And just kind of want to revisit that to kind of examine what all was found out then versus what, you know, what's going on at Louisville. So we'll talk to the Lexington Herald leader and Kentucky.com's John Clay at 10:30. And then, like I said, next we're going to do a full-scale high school football report. If you've not heard about what Wandale Robinson, the UK recruiting target, did last night, you got to hear about that. We're going to go through all the classes, 1A through 6A, and bring you the big games and what it all means. But I want to play you this from Barry Odom because it says to me it's comparable to what Stoops was going through, where people were starting to turn on him and thinking, well, you're not going to get it done. It's not happening. I don't see the progress.
And people saying the players have quit on him. There was some of that out there.
All that stuff. Well, this to me makes me feel like the players have not quit on Barry Odom and that he is on the right track. It's just going to take a minute. And it can't happen fast enough for a program that is only 3 years removed from back-to-back SEC East titles, during which both seasons they went 7-1 in the SEC.
Yeah.
So.
And I went to both those SEC championship games, both of them.
So they're not too far removed. How do they fall all the way off the map like this?
Yeah.
And stink? Well, Barry Odom says, I'm the man for the job. Back with more after listening to Barry Odom here rant for about 4 minutes on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Here's the narrative, all right? So pen's ready, microphone's on. Let's talk real life and where we're at, all right? I want to get one thing real straight. I'm going to win here. That's going to happen. We will win. Okay, this is a turnaround. Any way you slice it or dice it or want to look at it, this is a turnaround process. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I'm built for this because I've been in a whole heck of a lot of it my entire life. I want to go back to year 1997 and 98 when Larry Smith was here, all right? His ass went and fought for 14 years and finally broke down the wall, okay? He did it, all right? And there's a lot of people that went and sacrificed and did a lot of things to get that turned around, but I was part of it. I was in the locker room. I saw it. I was a captain. I know what it takes. Okay, fast forward, 2004. Everybody wanted to run Gary Pinkel out of town. Okay, that's pretty damn foolish. All right? Because all he's done is become the winningest coach in program history. That was a turnaround. It took time. Okay, that's where we're at. Okay, it's a turnaround. And I don't like it. I want to win right now. But that's not the hand I'm given. We're doing a lot of really good things in this program. Our kids are working extremely hard. We're not winning games yet. But we will. I'm the man to go get it done with this staff, with this team, with this program. There's not anybody left standing after 2015. All right, I am. And I know what it takes. You talk about dark days. I heard that over here walking across the street. I've seen a damn dark day. July 12th, 2005. Okay, Aaron O'Neill. That's a dark day. All right, this ain't dark days. This is when the going get tough. You build in together. You fight together. And you go find a way to get it done. And that's where we're at. It's part of a turnaround process that is not going to be easy. Our team knows that. I know that. Our program knows that. Okay, but I got a guy that's the third team left tackle from Rockbridge High School that's got a Twitter account. It's got 12 followers, and he wants to put out how terrible we are. All right? That's the way this society is, that we go and we read and we think, oh, my gosh, Missouri football is, we're this and we're that. We hadn't won yet. All right? But I got a group of guys that went over to the hospital yesterday that took care of a kid. Okay? I'm building the future for this football team and this program and our kids' lives, that they're going to go be successful in the next 40 years of their life. They're going to have adversity in their life, and they're going to go back to this point on how they respond. So I'm good. I've got a platform to be able to go build it. I know what I've got in the locker room. We're going to win. That's going to happen. Want to fast forward a little bit longer. 2012, went to Memphis. Okay, maybe the historically at that point was the worst program in the country. All right, 2012, we won 4 games. All right, 2013, we're a hell of a lot better, but we won 3 games. So everybody thinking, oh, they went backwards. No, we didn't go backwards. We were better in a lot of spots. And then 2014, we were lined up and we won 10 games. Won our bowl game, won a conference championship. And at the end of the year, it wasn't anybody in the damn country wanted to play our ass. I guarantee it. Because we were playing the way you're supposed to go play. It was a turnaround. Justin Fuente did it. I was part of it. Okay? So, and then fast forward to 2015. Okay? That was a tough year. All right? That built me for who I am today. That built our program. We're going to get there. All right, that's the narrative, that's the turnaround, that's the state of our program. I'm disappointed, I'm frustrated, all the above, but I'm in right where I want to be, building this team with a whole bunch of guys that want to go do it the right way in every aspect of our organization. That's about all I got.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
Picture it. Cruise in town with your buddies or sweetheart in a sizzling hot ride. Smoke out the rest of the competition with the hottest vehicle on the road this summer. Get to Truck and Auto Extras today and let the experts get your ride in tip-top shape. Accessorize your car, truck, or SUV with quality parts while getting the best service in town. Window tinting, remote car starters, bed covers, lift kits, new tires, car audio, and more. Truck and Auto Extras. A sure bet to have necks turning and the streets smoking hot all summer long. Don't head north, south, or west. Head east to 1098 East New Circle Road in Lexington. Truck and Auto Extras.
Truck and Auto Extras.
You won't believe the looks we're gonna get ya. Extra cool, extra hot. So much better than what you got.
Truck and Auto Extras.
Go from mild to wild, good to great. Have the hottest ride on the interstate.
Truck and
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalpage.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Coming up, the latest sports news, commentary, plus a personal plea from yours truly for the return of My Pants.
You're really weird.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
From Truck and Auto Extras on New Circle Road, just inside Winchester Road. Today only, any driver and passenger window tint, $50 if you buy a gift certificate or prepay. And then any vehicle or truck window tint, $125. No limos, no buses. Also void in Tennessee. No, I'm joking.
Everything's void in Tennessee right now.
Hey, you know what we got to get to? Because last week I spent probably 2 hours compiling a high school football report. And then we just never got to it because we just didn't have time.
Well, we had all that Louisville stuff last week.
And we still have a ton of Louisville stuff to unpack this week. But let's get started with high school football. Let me clear my throat. All right, Western Hills at Lexington Catholic last night. Hills took a 43-42 lead with 6:49 left in the third quarter. Now, look, Western Hills had like a 5-1 start last year. They had a 5-1 start this year, again. And so you think, all right, they're playing in the same district as Boyle County and Lexington Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
They've only won, you know, a few state titles and are only reaching the semifinals every year or so. So it's tough for Western Hills, uphill climb. So last year they went in that game against Lexington Catholic, the district opener. They were 5-1, feeling good. Lex Cath was 1-5, and Catholic put it to them, 41-7. So the thought was, here we go again, Lex Cast 3-3. We're 5-1 over here at Western Hills, but it's still Catholic. Well, 43-42, late in the midway through the third quarter, Western Hills has the lead. Then Lexington Catholic scores the next 22 points and goes on to win 71-49. Listen to these numbers. Wandale Robinson, junior, UK recruiting target. He is the state's leading rusher in total yards. And in yards per game, 231 yards per game he averages. He leads the state in scoring. This is all classes.
Yes.
He scores 23 points a game on his own. He is something else. Here's what he did last night against Lexington Catholic, which is the best competition he has faced this season. 276 yards and 5 touchdowns rushing. 52-yard receiving touchdown. 96-yard kickoff return TD. 563 all-purpose yards.
That's pretty good.
Not too shabby. Well, Lexington Catholic has a pretty good back, too. His name's Damian Jones. 251 yards and 4 touchdowns rushing. And then Lexington Catholic quarterback Bo Allen, a 2020 or 2021 UK recruiting target. 15 of 19, 259 yards and 4 touchdowns passing. The teams combined for 1,072 yards of total offense.
That's a fun game to watch.
Yes. Well, and almost all the scores, the majority of the scores were 50 yards, 27 yards, 30 yards. They were just big play after big play. And so Wandale put on this show, and QB Bo Allen looked good in front of UK QB coach and co-offensive coordinator Darren Henshaw and UK offensive line coach John Schlarman. They were both there to see Robinson and Allen. And Robinson's deal is he has everything except size. He is a little on the smaller side, but he has powerful legs, so he can power through. You're not going to just, you know, take him to the ground easily. He can power through people. He can stop on a dime and start right back up again super quick.
Doesn't he remind you a little bit of Damian Harris?
No, because Damian's so big. Damian's like just, he's so big and stocky. Yeah.
And he always was.
Yeah.
I mean, he was that way as a freshman. He was.
And the thing Damian doesn't have that Wandale has is Wandale reminds me more of Ryan Timmons because of his ability to change direction without losing anything.
Mm-hmm.
He does this stuff where he just doesn't lose his speed when he switches on you. You know, he switches a lead, makes a cut, and it's just amazing to watch. It's fun to watch. He is, if you didn't get to see him last night, I'm sorry for you. You could go see him at Boyle County next week. I think they play. No, they don't. That's 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
Next week is Boyle County Lexington Catholic. We'll get to that. All right, the other big game for our area last night was Douglas at Scott County. Douglas, the brand new high school here in Lexington, has been undefeated against the city this year. I mean, they've come in and played great first season. Five-game win streak entering this game against Scott County. Both teams 2-0 in the district. Scott County is the perennial power around here, always wins the district. So the only team, the team with the best shot from around here to knock off Scott County this year was Douglas. And Douglas got the lead down to 28-21 with 4:19 left before halftime. Scott County's Peyton Brown gets the ball and goes for about 21 yards. And as he's running, the ball is knocked free from behind him. And the Cardinals, Glenn Covington, is right there to pick it up and take it the remaining 39 yards for the touchdown. And that made it 35-21. That flipped the game right there. It could have been you recover that fumble, you go down and tie the game. Instead, it's 35-21. And then Scott County scores again with 1 second left in the half to make it 42-21. Goes on to win 55-21. Scott County still has not lost to a team in the state of Kentucky. They lost back-to-back games a couple weeks ago, both to Cincinnati powerhouses. So Scott County's at it again. 3-0 in the district. They're likely to win that district again. All right, let's quickly go through Class 6A. Thursday night, Tate's Creek beat Madison Central 17-10. Tate's Creek now 5-2. Tate's Creek plays at Clark County next week. Tate's Creek, by the way, ranked in the top 10 of Class 6A. Clark County lost to Lafayette last night, 38-14. The Generals have won two straight after losing five in a row. Lafayette at Madison Central next week. Dunbar at Henry Clay, 48-6. Henry Clay, that was Thursday night. Dunbar just barely avoided its sixth shutout of the season. That program is having one hard, difficult year. They lost two of their offensive playmakers.
One hard, difficult decade.
Well, they showed improvement here or there. This year, their two best players went to Douglas, so, I mean, it hurts. Henry Clay at Bryan Station next week, one of those traditional rivals there. Bryan Station played at Mayo last night, lost 37-6. Mayo goes to 7-1. Station still 0 for this year. They're not a horrible team. It's just they play really good teams. Mayo is at St. X next week. That'll be a good one up there in Louisville. Eastern at Trinity, 45-0 Trinity. The Rocks are now 8-0. St. X beat DuPont Manuel last night, 56-34. St. X's only loss was to Trinity last week. Simon Kenton, 64-0 winners over Boone County. Simon Kenton is 8-0. Ryle beats Cooper, 34-14. Ryle now 5-2. Ryle's losses this year came at Covcath in the season opener and against Cathedral Indianapolis. So next week, it's Ryle at Simon Kenton, actually in 2 weeks. Ryle at Simon Kenton. That'll pretty much decide that district up there. Class 5A, the best team in 5A, Covcath. 30-7 winners over Indianapolis Bishop Chittard. I don't know. I'm not Catholic. I don't know all those things. I once on TV, Mary Jo, I'm not kidding you, called St. Pius the X, St. Pius X, thinking like St. X. I got like three or four calls. You idiot!
Oh, I got one better.
Yeah.
The first year I was here in 2002, I was talking about a high school basketball tournament called the St. Roach Classic.
St. Roach.
Yeah. We got a couple phone calls on that.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's good. All right, so Covcath, 7-0 now in Class 5A after beating a team out of Indianapolis. South Warren went down to Brentwood, Tennessee, and played Ravenwood, which is like a national power. South Warren suffered its first loss of the season, 31-17, now 7-1. Next week, South Warren at Bowling Green. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge game. Apollo at Christian County. It was all Christian. Well, Christian County doubled them up, 43-21. Christian County is now 7-0 in Class 5A. South Oldham has now won 6 in a row since dropping its season opener to Cal, 48-13, South Oldham. Anderson County whips Woodford County, 44-14. Anderson now 6-1. Not going well for the Johnson boys over at Woodford County. I don't think they've won one yet. Madison Southern at Montgomery County. Madison Southern scores the go-ahead touchdown with a minute 21 left to win 36-30 and improve to 5-2. Whitley County hands Perry Central its first loss of the season, 27-20. North Laurel knocks off Letcher Central, 43-7. Next week, North Laurel at Perry Central. That will be father, Tom Larkey, the coach at Perry Central, versus son, Chris Larkey, the head coach at North Laurel. Class 4A, Johnson Central, 51-14 winners over Greenham County. Johnson Central, 7-0, the number one team in Class 4A. Ashland, the Tomcats, beat East Carter 71-0. Ashland has won their last two games by a combined score of 138-0. They're 6-2. Johnson Central at Ashland in 2 weeks. Wayne County has been great this season. Now 7-1 after dispatching of Knox Central, big district win, 51-28. Wayne County's only loss to Boyle County. Holmes at Bourbon County last night. Bourbon County has this kid, Dalton Williams. He averages like almost 18 tackles a game. Bourbon County beat Holmes, 56-34. I got to give a shout-out to my man Lee K. Howard over at WKYT, because when this highlight came up, he went, you know, it's Holmes at Bourbon County, and he went, how about some bourbon, Holmes? Mercer County beats West Jessamine 40-8. East Jessamine holds on to beat Taylor County 28-20 and takes over first place in the district at 2-0. East Jess at West Jess in the Battle of Jessamine County next week. Sounds like a Civil War battle, doesn't it? All right, Hopkinsville at Logan County was Thursday night. Logan County beat Hopkinsville. Logan County is one of those teams where you're like, are they for real or not? Because they're not a traditional. They're 7-0 now after beating Hoptown. Logan County at Madisonville North Hopkins next week, and that's pretty much for the district title. Tell John Clay we'll get to him in a minute. Just a few more classes to go here. Class 3A, Casey County. Our buddy Steve Stonebreaker over there, back in his second stint. He's got him 7-0 again. They beat McCrary Central, or as they say down there, McQuarrie Central, 70-30. The Rebels have scored 50 points twice, 49 points twice, 40 points, 36 points, and then 70 last night. They've won all of its games, Casey County has, by 21 points or more. They're good.
Yeah.
Now, but they have to get by Corbin. Corbin is good, too. Corbin beat Jackson County 65-6 on Thursday night. The Redhounds are 6-1. Corbin and Casey County, same district, they meet in 2 weeks.
Sounds like 2 weeks is like...
2 weeks is huge.
Yeah, huge.
Well, all these district, you know, titles come down to these next couple weeks. Boyle County thumped Garrett County 48-6. Rebs are 6-1 now. Boyle County hosts Lexington Catholic next Friday. That's basically for the district. And then Boyle County has Wandale Robinson and Western Hills in 2 weeks. That will be Robinson's toughest test. Lexington Catholic, yes, but you saw how many points they were able to put up. Boyle County is a different defense. They are stout. So it'll be interesting to see what Boyle County can do against Lexington Catholic next week and stop that offense. That's always a good one.
Yeah.
Always a good one.
Yeah. They like each other, too.
The top team in 3A, of course, is Belfry. Belfry beat Cable Midland, West Virginia, 35-14, now 6-1. E-Town, 63-0 winners over Adair County, 6-1 E-Town now. LaRue County wins 40-0 over Bethlehem to go to 7-0. 6-1 E-Town hosts 7-0 LaRue County next week. Central, another one of the top teams in 3A, 28-7 winners over Wagner, go to 5-2. Caldwell County, who, you know, Elijah Sindelair, the quarterback at Purdue, that's where he went. 37-6 winners, Caldwell County has won 7 straight since losing its season opener to Christian County, which is undefeated, by the way, Christian County. Also in 3A, Bath County improves to 6-1, 3-0 in the district with the 47-6 win last night at Lewis County. West Carter at Fleming County. Fleming County wins 14-9 to go to 6-1. Fleming County at Bath County in a head-to-head tilt next week. Class 2A, the biggest game in Class 2A, two huge games in Class 2A last night. Danville at Somerset and DeSales at Cal. Well, Danville jumped out on Somerset and had a great first half. Somerset made it close in the second half, but it's the Ads moving on 37-26. Now 8-0, Danville 7-0 at 7-0 LCA in Mary Jo.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Which will decide the district.
LCA has a bye, had a bye this week and then hosts Somerset next week. So that'll be a good game.
Yeah.
DeSales beats Cal, Christian Academy of Louisville, 21-3. DeSales now 7-0. And finally, in Class 1A, Paintsville is the top team there. 43-22 winners are the Tigers over Fairview to go to 6-1. Hazard beat Phelps 37-8 to go to 5-1. Hazard at Paintsville next week. Huge. Beachwood at Bellevue last night, all Beachwood, 49-0. Beachwood's losses this season, they're 5-2. We're to 5A Covcath, which is 7-0, and 6A Simon Kenton, which is 8-0.
What's Phelps' record? You have that right up?
I don't have it right up, okay. But they have lost one or two games.
Okay, that's still good.
One or two. And the
historically for them, that's very
good. Yeah, and the games they've lost were to, like, Paintsville and Hazard, I think. Ludlow thumps Dayton 60-8. Ludlow 7-0. Ludlow at Beachwood next week. Ludlow's going to see what they're made of. Paris having another good year. They last year, Nicholas County jumped up, Bracken County jumped up, and challenged Paris. Well, Paris has dispatched of both of them now this year. Paris beat Nicholas County up there 13-6 to go to 6-1 and 3-0 in the district. Kentucky Country Day beat Holy Cross of Louisville 42-37. Close game there. KCD is 6-1. And finally, the Big Orange. Williamsburg beats Harlan 30-6 and improves to 4-3. The Jackets host Pineville, then Lynn Camp over the next 2 weeks. They're going to win the district again, Mary Jo.
I know.
They're going to win the district again. I believe it is. Yes, this is my 25th year reunion. I never go because I'm always working on Friday night, but it's a whole weekend thing. I should go.
It's this weekend?
I don't know what weekend it is. I just know that it's it's one. I could have missed it. I could have missed homecoming.
You probably did. I mean, you probably did.
Williamsburg played at Harlan, and then they've got two home games back-to-back. So maybe I haven't missed homecoming yet. I'll have to look into it.
Well, not just homecoming. Is it, honestly, doing a 25th reunion?
Yeah. Homecoming coincides with whatever year reunion you want to do. Like, so whatever class you were in, if you want to get it together, you do it homecoming weekend, and then they, you know, it's kind of informal, but you do something. But they have, I think they have a VFW post or something that you all go to or whatever, something like that. I don't know.
You should go. 25 years is a big one.
Yeah. But, like I said, I don't even know if I've missed it or not. I haven't been paying attention.
Sounds like you weren't even invited.
I don't know if it works like that. I think you have to know. After 25 years, I don't know if we have a class coordinator.
Brad,
you know what I mean?
Looks at me and goes, everyone there is like, please, Dan, don't come.
Don't invite Dan. He will drink all the beer.
All right, we are past due to get to our guest today, John Clay from the Lexington Herald Leader and Kentucky.com. Hopefully he's not sore at us and he will answer his phone and join us next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show, live from Truck and Auto Extras
on 1098 East New Circle Road, right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Today, people wake up and life is perfect. Before the day is over, thousands are injured or killed in a car crash. An on-the-job injury devastates a family's financial security. A medical mistake results in lifelong injuries or even death. And then you face one of the most important decisions of your life. Who will represent me in my hour of need? Most disturbing is this decision is made in days with little or no research or knowledge. Is the firm I'm hiring a jewel or a joke? What is their reputation like? And do they ever go to court? Do they need money just to keep their own lights on? And do they have the money to fight for me toe to toe? Don't make this decision based on an ad. Make it based on facts and a long-term proven track record. Call us on your cell phone at Pound Law. That's Pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Every time it rains, think about what goes down the drains. Everything that's on the ground. Trash, cigarette butts, motor oil. All of it washes directly into our streams, rivers, and lakes. It's very simple. If you want to keep enjoying Kentucky's waterways and protect them for our children, we all need to help keep them clean. To find out what you can do, visit stormwater.ky.gov. Brought to you by the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
A dining experience unlike any other, Gray's provides a fun, relaxed, casual environment serving global comfort food that is freshly made and organic. With its ever-changing chalkboard menu, you'll find a new and exciting meal every time you visit. Gray's can be found in Lexington at 207 South Limestone and in Winchester at 150 Combs Ferry Road. Reservations are suggested and can be made by calling the Lexington location at 859-309-9686 or the Winchester location at 859-745-0990. Gray's is open during dinner hours only.
Coming up, the latest sports news, commentary, plus how I woo the ladies with my sexy voice and love of scrapbooking. ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. You better watch what
you do to me. Here's another good one.
They're all good ones.
Well, they all are, yeah. Well, so this week has been quite... another eventful week in the Derby City for the University of Louisville with all kinds of stuff coming out. So it got me thinking, what was it like, what was the situation like back when, you know, just about 20 years ago, when Kentucky was dealing with its issues in football, which it opened up, like this has, a can of worms. You know, this started with the Katina Powell thing, but then the FBI did their thing. Just that investigation by the FBI opened up stuff we didn't know. Where just new stuff keeps happening. Tom Jurich's compensation, Adidas' situation,
contract
with Patino. Just more and more. And if I remember correctly, that's what it seemed like back then. And Kentucky.com and the Lexington Herald leaders, John Clay, covered all of that. He's been covering Kentucky football for at least 31 years because he's seen all the Florida wins over Kentucky in the last 31 years. And he joins us now here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you all?
We are good. So we were kind of talking about what we wanted to get your insight on was how these kind of the scandals, I guess you call them, compare.
To the one with Kentucky football back in the day with Paul
I guess Kentucky basketball.
Yeah.
The one that
Kentucky
Patino came in here and kind of resurrected.
Yeah.
I feel like three little letters, the FBI, makes it sound so much different.
True. Very much so. I mean, part of the deal, let's start with the football one in 2000. That was broken by a news story. The Courier Journal had a story that they basically got hold of the paperwork where Claude Bassett was sending. He was sending basically moneygrams to a high school football coach in Memphis, Tim Thompson, and that pretty much broke the thing open. And then, you know, in one of those situations, which I think is what's happening right now with the FBI, once somebody talks, then a bunch of people start talking. And then, you know, it started... the information started to come out from, by us and others, where other people started to talk about what was going on and things that had gone on inside the program that were not quite right. You're talking about the Patino and Jurich's compensation. One of the things I remember that came out back then with the whole Bassett thing was that Mummy ran his summer camp, and the money, everybody thought the money was supposed to go to the assistant coaches. And when we did, we got a tip from somebody saying, you ought to look into where that money is going for the camps. And it turned out it wasn't going to the assistant coaches. The bulk of it was going to, like, Mummy's son-in-law, or apparently he just showed up and shagged balls and was raking in a bunch of money, stuff like that. So, but, yeah, I mean, the misconception is on a lot of these things is that the NCAA, you know, they have their investigative unit and they find out about stuff and then they investigate it. What normally happens is the stuff is publicized first. I mean, if you go back to the UK basketball scandal, back the one you talked about with Eddie Sutton that brought Patino in, I mean, that was broken by, you know, an L.A. paper, by, you know, the Emory package popped open, supposedly popped open, allegedly popped open, and, you know, somebody told the L.A. Paper about it, and the next thing you know, that was all publicized and the NCAA was involved. And once the NCAA gets involved, just like I'm sure with the FBI now, like I say, then other things start opening up. So, there are similarities from that standpoint. It wasn't the NCAA. It was somebody else that started the ball rolling by publicizing misdeeds and violations.
This is certainly a much broader thing for me to say here, but in all of these things you've mentioned, it's a report by the Courier-Journal, a report by the Lexington Herald-Leader, a paper in Los Angeles. And Tom Jurich, at the beginning of this week, seemed like he had a lot of backers and support, and that potentially he could stay on. And then the Courier-Journal comes out with another report, kind of detailing where how his pockets are being lined. Is right. This why we still need newspapers?
Well,
oh, yeah,
of course.
Absolutely. Yeah, newspapers and TV stations and anybody else who does investigative journalism. It's not just in sports, but, you know, in politics and government and everything. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, the thing, it's funny, you know, that, like you said, there was a lot of us, Jurich backers were sort of trying to promote the idea of bringing Jurich back. It was sort of an organized campaign there in Louisville about getting the publicity out that Louisville really needed for the sake of the, you know, the athletic department was just going to fall apart if they didn't bring Jurich back. Then, as you mentioned, all this stuff from the Courier-Journal about it, you know, he made $5 million. I think the thing with Patino, where Patino got 98% of the money from Adidas. Now, as other people have said, and this is true, there are a lot of contracts across the country where a lot of the money or part of the money that the school gets from the athletic apparel company goes to subsidize the coach's salaries. But I don't know of any deal where the coach, one coach, the basketball coach, gets 98% of the money that goes to the school.
Really?
You know,
yeah.
We had a story, Linda Blackford had a great story this week that you can find on Kentucky.com about what UK gets out of their deal with Nike. And in that story, she states that Calipari has a deal with Nike, but it's a side deal with Nike that helps supplement Calipari's salary. It doesn't come straight from the university. It comes straight from Nike. So that's a little different deal than what Louisville has. So, you know,
it's also one of those things, John, where Jurich said, when that deal happened, he said, this money, we're so excited because it's earmarked for the student athletes.
Right, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, they just announced a deal, you know, they re-upped the deal, a very lucrative deal in August. Yeah, that's going to go to the student athletes. Obviously, the money before wasn't going, much of it was going to student athletes. The other thing, too, is that Jurich's daughter, while we assume they were negotiating a deal with Adidas, all of a sudden, Jurich's daughter got a job with Adidas. She became a brand manager for Adidas for the University of Louisville. So that looks a little fishy as well. So there's, you know, the whole thing that both Patino and Jurich were lining their pockets with money that should have gone, or jobs that could have gone to, you know, other people. They just had that connections that were using their power and their influence to their own benefit. So, yeah, it's going to make it, I think, pretty hard for Louisville to bring Jurich back.
And it's an example of investigative reporting, digging and uncovering the rest of the stuff that's going on outside of just funneling money from Adidas to a UofL recruit. All the periphery, or however you say that, that goes around it. How did the tentacles of the Claude Bassett situation reach into the athletic department and lead to Larry Ivey resigning?
Well, you know, what happened with Larry was, you know, that happened with Claude broke just as C.M. Newton was retiring and it had already been put in place that Larry would take over. And Larry really initially survived the, you know, they basically forced Mummy out. Larry moved Guy Morris up to head coach. Yeah. But the wild card in that situation, what really brought Larry down was that Lee Todd was the new president. And Lee Todd's whole thing was that he was going to start bringing these things that had been, the UK Medical Center was one of them, UK Athletics was another, these things that had sort of operated outside of UK. UK's athletic associations had their own board. They answered to the Board of Trustees, but they were basically just rubber stamped by the Board of Trustees. When Lee Todd came in and Todd said, you know, we're not going to have any more of these scandals or any of these probations and NCAA investigations under my watch. So he wanted to bring the athletic department more inside his jurisdiction. And Larry kind of, Larry was used to doing it the other way. And, you know, I won't say rebelled against that, but he sort of chafed at that a little bit. They had their differences, and the next thing you know, Larry was out. One of the things that happened was that Marvin Stone, if you remember back then, was on the basketball team, and he was leaving and wanted to transfer to Louisville. And Larry said no, he couldn't go to Louisville because Pitino was coaching Louisville and Kentucky played Louisville, and he didn't want that to happen. Todd stepped in and said he could go to Louisville, and they had a disagreement on that. So I think, you know, Todd, I think, decided, hey, I want my own guy. We've had football's been on probation. Tony Franklin, in his book, made an allegation that Larry had once said to him about, you know, sometimes you have to pay to get a good player, stuff like, you know, things, sometimes you have to do something maybe in the gray areas or beyond the gray areas to get a good player. All that stuff, I think, weighed on Todd, and it was kind of a culmination of things that ended up pushing Larry out.
Well, you talk about all of that stuff, and then you look at the situation at Louisville with President Ramsey. And, you know, Eric Crawford of WDRB.com writes that Jurich was basically given free reign for 20 years in that athletic department. And John Ramsey, as we know now, was, you know, funneling money from the foundation into his pockets there. And so when...
That's where Jurich's son was being paid from.
Lee Todd did is clearly the opposite of what was going on here, that they were being allowed to do whatever they want Interim President Greg Postal has said, you know, you didn't even communicate to the board or the president's office about this negotiation deal with Adidas. We need to be included on these things. And you know what? If you've been given free reign to do what you want for 20 years and an interim guy comes in, what are you going to say? Wait, Bubs. I mean, you're not even the permanent president yet.
Yeah.
I think I know what I'm doing here. And I just said that for your comment, John, if you're still on the line. Did we lose John?
Oh, we must. That must have been what that noise was.
Man, if you can get John back really quick. I know we only have a few minutes before we go to break at the top of the hour, but would like to get his thoughts at least
He's
on
back.
The, okay.
I'm back.
All right. Well, I don't know if you heard all that, but what I was saying was basically when Jurich is given 20 years to do whatever he wants, and you got an interim president come in. Well, also, what do you expect Jurich to do, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a very good point. I mean, it is very similar to the Kentucky situation. In fact, I was talking to somebody at the Derby this year, the week of the Derby on the backside, who's very familiar with Louisville Athletics, and I won't say who it was, but he was someone who used to be, in fact, in the Louisville Athletic Department a long time ago, and he said to me, he said, you know, the thing about U of L with what he was talking about the foundation stuff with athletics is that nobody is really overseeing what they're doing. And he goes, I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong. He goes, although they've done a great job of fundraising, but they put a lot of pressure on people in town to fundraise. And he goes, I'm not saying that they're doing anything wrong. I'm just saying nobody's there to see if they're doing anything wrong. They can basically do whatever they want. And I think that was the same situation with UK before Lee Todd came in. And Lee Todd said, hey, that's getting these people into trouble. We need to bring them back more under our umbrella so we can watch what they're doing. And, you know, I think that's when he ended up forcing Larry out, because Larry was part of the old way of we could do whatever we want. And that's why he brought it, you know, when he brought in Mitch Barnhart, you know, they made, you know, changes with the board and now everything, the structure and so forth. And I fully expect the same thing to happen at Louisville. Whoever U of L picks as their AD, I think there's going to be much more oversight over what they are doing instead of letting them act independently, you know, of the rest of the university.
Because Jurich isn't surviving this, right?
I don't think so. I don't see how. I know he's got a lot of support and so forth. And, you know, he did do a great job in building up. When you look at where Louisville is today compared to where they were, you know, 15, 20 years ago with the entire athletic department, there's no doubt about that. But you cannot continue to have the scandals that they have had. And you could say at what price to the university and so forth. And to the reputation of the university. The fact that he kept bringing back Pitino, and now Pitino, you know, definitely his program. Whether he knew about it or not, he should have known about it, and he's responsible for the program. And they've had some other things go on there as well, which didn't paint George in a very good light. So, no, I don't see any way. I don't see how they can bring him back.
Well, and certainly, like you said, under Jurich's watch, like, the programs have really grown, and they, now they're in the ACC. So someone that comes in and takes over is not – they're not going back to square one and going to Conference USA and
– Yeah, it'll take some time, but they'll be fine.
They'll be fine. Like, the athletic department is still in place where you've got the only thing I wonder about is – and I did see Eric Crawford tweet this, that the other day people were so worried that Pitino was going to get taken away, and now they're worried that someone won't come after him.
That's the way it is. You know, it's the way it is. You know, with any coach, you know, at a school, they go between their bipolar. They're either saying, oh, my God, we got to make sure that we keep this, you know, keep our coach, or the other thing goes around, you know, why are they keeping our coach? You know, we got to get rid of this guy. So, you know, it goes back. There's really no in between. So, yeah. But, no, I mean, Louisville's got some great coaches there. I mean, Dan McDonald's done an absolutely outstanding job with their baseball program. Jeff Walz has taken them to the, you know, several Final Fours, championship games, and women's basketball. Their soccer program has been, you know, at the top of the country. You know, when, of course, what men's basketball and what football's been able to do, winning the Heisman last year. You know, I think the brand of Louisville, you know, it's taken a hit here, obviously, but I think overall they've got the facilities, they've got the wherewithal to continue to do well. Mm-hmm. Keeping those coaches in place would obviously be a big step. So it's going to be interesting to see who they pick. I think they made a good choice in Vince Tyra as their interim athletic director. You know, Mark Story, I did a blog post, and Mark Story wrote, you know, the interesting background with Vincent. He pitched for Keith Madison at UK. He's a UK grad. But he's a businessman there in Louisville. He's the son of a Louisville basketball icon in Charlie Tyra. You know, he's got the business background. He sounds like he's a guy who can maybe mend some fences and bring people together. So, you know, I think they made a good choice there. So,
well, before we let you go, do we still have you on the line? You still there, John? I felt like we just lost him.
Okay.
Oh, man. Well, John, thank you for we were out of time anyway, but we didn't get a chance. I was going to ask you about today's game. Just one comment, you know, what happens today. But, oh, well, we spent the last 20 minutes with him, so we got enough. John Clay from the Lexington Herald Leader there does a great job. Appreciate that. And I just wanted to go back to that situation. And it was what was going on was the athletic department was kind of off on its own, doing its own thing. That's that's the way I remember it. But at that time, I didn't pay enough in-depth attention to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But that's the way I remember it is the athletic
department. It is interesting that that's how it got off the rails there, and then it's same thing with Louisville now.
Anything that goes unaccounted and doesn't have its checks and balances, is going to go off the rails at some point. All right, we are live at Truck and Auto Extras here on East New Circle Road. Come out and see us here till noon, and we'll be back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
HelpWantedLexington.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
Oh no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita's. Or call 859-366 888-568-9265. Experimac. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Call to receive your free DVD videos and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7088 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-956-7088. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7088 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Attention Central Kentucky parents. Protect your family with state-of-the-art technology and access to local experts at the Paul Miller Ford Family Safety Day, a free event on Saturday, October 21st. Parents will receive a digital safety record of their child, tips to start a family safety action plan, and a safety document that's ready to hand to law enforcement in an emergency. It's totally private for your family, and thanks to Paul Miller Ford, it's totally free. The Paul Miller Ford Family Safety Day, Saturday, October 21st, noon till 4. Get details at paulmillerford.com.
HelpWantedLexington.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at helpwantedlexington.com. Local jobs that work.
There's a name for people who don't like sports.
We tell you, but our mother said not to use those words.
Dirty Perkish Harkaback Flatten Fortin Syllabunka Martin Perkaluma.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is one of those music
lyrics.
Videos
yeah.
That like you remember because it was Kim Basinger like at the height of her career, right? She was dead in the video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, this was back when music videos were a really big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm not even aware if they make them anymore.
I don't think,
I guess some, they're made still. They're bringing back Total Request Live. TRL's coming back on MTV, so maybe
the same dude, Carson?
No.
Oh.
Carson Daly's moved on to the Today Show and The Voice. You didn't have time for TRL anymore.
I watch neither one of those. Well, we've got a football game to talk about, Mary Jo, and if you missed at the top of the show.
Dan laid out why the Missouri offense is not as good as even the Kentucky staff would like you to think it is.
But we also talked about how you're going to be sitting with Coach Barry Odom's wife today at the game.
Right. Listen,
decked out in Mizzou gear. But you are, you know, you went to college with her, and you were, you know, a worked for the football program for 4 years. So all understand this.
And my degree is from the University of Missouri.
Right.
I mean, it's that means something.
It does. Well, let's move past that and how Josh Allen is going to kill Drew Locke today.
Yeah.
Josh Allen is tied for fourth nationally and second in the SEC in sacks, 5.5. And he said to Jen Smith this week of the Lexington Herald Leader, he wants to lead the nation by the season's end. And then this WalterFootball.com, which I must admit I do not go to this website very often, but I saw it tweeted and talked about this week. They wrote that NFL teams are talking about Allen as a first-round pick next May, meaning he's not coming back to UK. He could go in the first round, which I think is probably true. Now, Mark Stoops was asked to see a Bud Dupree, and he's like, Bud was a bad dude.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to go there yet. But
Bud's still a bad dude.
Yeah, but Josh is good. Now, Lynn Bowden tweeted this week, BBN, can we get a packed house like Florida Saturday? I'm going to say, probably not, but there'll be a better crowd than Eastern Michigan. Does Lynn Bowden get loose this week? You know, he's had little flashes.
Well, and Charles Walker, we're not sure if he's right. going to play or not.
We know Jordan Jones is not going to play.
And so Lynn may be, the only guy back returning kicks.
That would be big. Let me see if I can find the stat reel here that I wrote down, typed in here. Yes. Kentucky is, you said, Charles Walker, is number four nationally, fourth in the country, and leads the SEC in punt return at 20.8 yards per return. That's Charles Walker.
Mm-hmm.
So you think about that and you go, ooh, we'd like to see Lynn Bowden get his chance. Well, do you want to lose the fourth best punt return in the country?
No, but I also think when people say, I want Lynn to see Lynn Bowden, it's not just returning punts. They want to see him as part of the offense.
Yes.
And when we have seen him, it's been in wildcat situations or kind of tricky plays. Like, I would like to see a good dose of him in the slot.
Yeah.
You know?
Bubble screen, middle screen, a slant.
I would like to see some of that just to
jet sweep.
Look, there's eight plays we can run for him.
Well, and they keep saying they have a package for him, and, we're just all impatient about it. I mean, you get into the game, you don't have as many play opportunities as you like. Well, quit running those other plays and run this one. Instead of making
some of those plays aren't working.
Yeah. Don't make him play number, 25 in what you want to run. Make him number 2, 6, and 8. And 12 and 14.
We've kind of knocked Missouri's offense a little bit, and with good reason, but their defense really is reeling this year.
It's a sieve.
And it wasn't much different last year, to be honest. Like, if you look at the rushing yards that Kentucky was able to put up against Missouri last year, Benny rushed for 192 yards, and Boom, rushed for 182 yards.
Yeah.
So let's see a dose today of Benny and Saheem and see what happens there.
And they need to, because you know what? This year is not like last year for that offensive line. Three telling statistics on the offensive line. This tells the whole story. UK is number 11 in the SEC. 11th in the SEC in rushing offense. What?
And we expected coming in this year, top five.
Right. UK's also 11th in sacks allowed.
Yeah.
Stephen Johnson.
Give up five in one game, that'll hurt you too.
And Stephen Johnson weighs a 105 wet. So, I mean, you can't have him, unless his bones are like Gumby. It seems like he bends but doesn't break. But too much.
I know.
Too much. He's banged up. He talked about his whole body being sore after last week. UK is 12th in the SEC in tackles for a loss allowed. Also not good. So, yes, this offensive line needs to get it going this week and ground and pound on some Mizzou.
And Stoops said that it's going to be a mix-and-match situation again on the O-line today.
Eight guys.
Which, it always is. Look, they always have, some guys come in and out. But maybe just a consistency is what they need right now.
Well, and John Schlarman kind of talked about that. And it's hard when guys get banged up. You have to be able to move them around. They just have to be able to move around because of injuries happening.
And the snapping issue.
Yeah.
It is. It's a problem.
Do you want Georgia Asafo-Ajay to go in cold for somebody and having not played, or Mason Wolf or, whoever? Like if Kyle Meadows has to go out. You want somebody who's played some. That's why Drake Jackson got his first college game last week. I think that's good because if Bunchy gets hurt or Nick gets hurt, you need Drake to be able to play there so you can move Bunchy or Nick to guard. I mean, I like the idea that you have five or six guys and you just stick with them. But I don't think it's feasible throughout the course of an SEC season that you can have that. I think you got to get them all ready to go. They just need to be better.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like these are bad players.
No, they're just inexperienced.
Yeah, they just and the I don't know, the cohesion there is not come together yet. But
Missouri in the past historically has had some great edge rushers.
Yes.
And some great defensive ends.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Golden, Michael Sam, Shane Ray could really get after the quarterback. I mean, there's been some Coney Ealy. Like, there's some great defensive guys that are in the league right now that are stars in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
do not have that.
One of the big things here that we talked about, how what's different from this year to last year, the offensive line is not the same as it was for Kentucky last year as it is this year. The turnover margin is not the same for Kentucky last year as it was as it is now this year. UK is tied for 11th nationally in turnover margin at plus 7.
Yeah.
And the number itself, the plus 7, that's actually the fifth best number in the country. You got one team at plus 11. Take a guess who that is.
Alabama?
Yeah. You have one team at plus 10.
Clemson?
You have two teams at plus 9, two at plus 8, and then there's five teams at plus 7.
And this year, at this time last year, they were what, minus 5? Minus 7? Something like that? I mean,
yeah.
It's like a complete 180.
Absolutely. Completely. Missouri, on the other hand, is horrendous. Dead last in the FBS in turnover margin.
Whew.
129 teams play FBS football. Missouri is 129th in turnover margin. They average negative 2.25 per game, and they are negative 9 overall. That is a 16 turnover difference, plus 7 versus negative 9. Mizzou has lost 6 fumbles and had 6 passes intercepted in 4 games.
They are 0-5 on the road under Barry Odom, and this is their first road game of the season.
Mm.
After that impassioned speech, this is the only thing that would worry me as a Kentucky fan today. After that impassioned speech, they...
Yeah, rally.
They rally, and while I do think Kentucky is the much better team than Missouri, it's still not Alabama. So the Tigers aren't coming in here thinking this is an unwinnable game.
Right. Let me give you some other numbers on Mizzou.
These are brutal numbers, Dan.
They are brutal. Mizzou is 120th out of 129 in the FBS and dead last in the SEC in third down defense, allowing 49.2%
And Kentucky is much better this year on third down conversions than they have been in the past.
Yes, Kentucky. Let's see. I have that number two right up here on third downs. Kentucky is 29th in the nation, number 6 in the SEC in third down conversion defense, allowing 30.6%.
But, I mean, offensively, they've been much better at converting third downs.
I think their number is like 26 of 69 for UK. Mizzou converting on third down is 19 of 50, I believe is what I saw.
Yeah.
Not so good. Now, we back to Lynn Bowden, you know, even if Charles Walker plays, Bowden will be back there in kickoff return.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri is 128th in the country out of 129 teams. And last in the SEC in kickoff return defense, they allow over 40 yards a kickoff return.
That doesn't even make sense.
That's brutal. I mean, that is brutal.
Ford averaging. Giving up 40 yards a kickoff.
Debo Samuel must have had like 300 of those yards. It could have been.
Numbers have to be inflated because think about the field position that's giving teams every time they start a drive. They're almost in their own territory.
And then when they get in the red zone, well, Missouri can't stop them either. They're 13th in the SEC, allowing 93.3%. of teams to score in the red zone. Of the time that they get in the red zone, they score. So, yeah, it is a lot of bad numbers. We mentioned that completion percentage because we talked about the myth is that this is a good offense and Drew Locke's a great quarterback. Well, he is 109th nationally and ranks 13th in the SEC in completion percentage at 52.6%.
And really, honestly, you throw out that first game where he had seven touches and or seven touchdowns and 8 million yards, and he is not even a mediocre quarterback in the SEC. I mean, you can easily name eight quarterbacks better than him.
And again, they've only scored three touchdowns since their season opener.
Mm-hmm.
Two were in garbage time against Auburn. They didn't score a touchdown against Purdue. They got out to a 10-0 lead against South Carolina in the first quarter and didn't score a touchdown for the rest of that game. They are last in the SEC in total defense, allowing 452 yards a game. UK allows 349. That's respectable. There was something, a few other things, if you'll indulge us here, and we'll indulge me because I love statistics. And this dude at UK, he loves statistics more than I do. His name's Corey Price. You should follow him on Twitter. He's a contributor to UK's official blog, Cat Scratches. And he comes up with, I mean, he goes deep, deep. You can't just, like, the NCAA, if I want to look at stats, I'll go to NCAA.com, and I can generate a report for any team, and then it gives, you know, the surface stats. But then it'll go in-depth, and it'll give you some, you know, 30, 40 stats. And so you can really get in and see what their rank is nationally, what their rank is in the SEC, what the number is, who the leader is in that category, all that stuff.
These are deep dive analytics right here.
Good stuff. Well, he must have access to what Stoops and them have, because he goes in on it, or he just calculates the numbers himself. But they are impressive. UK is allowing, I just can't get over this number, 0.67, less than a yard per carry to running backs in the third quarter. That is the second best number in the FBS.
Mm-hmm.
That's unreal.
That's making halftime adjustments. Yeah.
Here's another one. Second half number. Only 2.8% of UK's opponents runs. So UK opponent runs in the second half. Only 2.8% have gained 10 or more yards. Two of 71.
Mm-hmm.
So on 71 runs in the second half.
They're not giving up big runs.
That number right there that we just gave you is the best in the FBS.
Mm-hmm.
UK is the best team in the country at holding opponents to 10 yards or less on runs in the second half. That's astounding. UK is third in the country in yards allowed per carry in the second half, 1.85. Only 5% of UK's opponents' runs have resulted in a gain of at least 10 yards this season. That's also the lowest rate in the country.
That is incredible. Seven of 141 runs.
So 141 times Kentucky's opponents have handed the ball off. Seven of them have gained 10 yards or more.
That's incredible.
These numbers are just mind-boggling when you think about where UK's defensive line has come from. To be here, they are carrying the team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, without question.
Yeah. UK hasn't allowed a third-quarter touchdown since the season opener at Southern Miss. That's something else I didn't really think about. Nobody scored
did
in the
Florida
third quarter.
Did Florida not score a touchdown? No.
No, they scored
didn't.
All
it
theirs
was all
in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, all right.
Because Mark Stoops had an 18-1 record at UK with the lead at the third quarter. They're cursed, Mark Story, I tell you, cursed. All right, back to what they're doing well. UK ranks fourth in the SEC in fewest points allowed in the third quarter.
I mean, this third quarter, they're amazing in the third quarter.
Look, listen to the teams who are in front. Alabama has allowed 0 points in the third quarter, so that's number one in the SEC. Georgia, believed to be the second-best defense in the SEC, 3 points in the third quarter, so they're second. Auburn has given up 7 points in the third quarter. Who are the best three teams in the SEC?
Yeah.
Alabama, Georgia, and Auburn. That is, nobody argues with that. Kentucky's fourth, 10 points in the mm-hmm. third quarter. Today, they need to show up and stomp Mizzou into the ground, Mary Jo.
They do need a game where they put it all together, start to finish, especially going into this bye week, right? And listen, like, going into the bye week, 5-1?
Yeah. It's good.
That is good.
You're one win away from bowl eligibility. You get that out of the way, and then you go on and try to win out.
Yeah.
It's not crazy. At Mississippi State is not as difficult as a game as it looked initially.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss, again, not as tough.
Winnable,
for sure. It's at home.
Yeah.
You have to win that game.
Georgia's the only game to me that I would say I don't really give Kentucky much of a chance to win.
Kentucky has played well against Georgia, though. But Kirby Smart's got it rolling.
They have
a nasty defense.
They are rolling there.
And they have Nick Chubb, Sonny Michel, and that Swift kid.
Yeah.
Swift is super bad.
But
their quarterback got hurt, and they went to the true freshman, who's awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about the rest of the season here.
Tennessee, Lee Corso said today, Tennessee ain't beating Kentucky this year.
Yeah. And you know Kirk Herbstreit thinks that.
Right. Vanderbilt is tricky. Isn't that on the road?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. It really doesn't matter. I don't know why I say that. There is no road atmosphere at Vanderbilt.
3,000
fans. You create your own.
Yeah.
If Kentucky fans want to make that a home game, they can.
Yeah.
It's available to you. So it's not really that. It's just that Vanderbilt's defense, and they've got a capable quarterback and a running back. They could give Kentucky trouble.
They're not a complete pushover. No.
The losses left on Kentucky's schedule, I would rank number one is Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Vanderbilt. Number three is...
I would still put Tennessee just because...
I would put Tennessee.
And Tennessee's a total dumpster fire, but...
In the last, 30 years, I believe it is, or more,
you know,
Kentucky's beaten Tennessee once.
Yeah.
And that one year they beat them, Tennessee was the worst team in the East. Tennessee was the worst team in the East the one year Kentucky was able to beat Tennessee in the last 30 or whatever. So, yes, I would put Tennessee 3. I put Louisville 4. I think Louisville South Carolina beat NC State, and NC State just beat Louisville. NC State's obviously gotten better.
NC State's a better team than South Carolina's, I think.
Louisville, though, looks like Lamar Jackson and everybody and nobody else.
I know.
Jair Alexander.
I mean, he can't play defense.
No, he can't.
So
neither can the rest
right,
of the team.
But, I know, but I feel like they're asking Lamar Jackson to be 22 players, and he's just one.
That Des Fitzpatrick is good. That running back situation,
how bad do you feel for that kid? I mean, that was
Malik. Yeah.
Oh, that was so hard to watch. I felt so terrible for him.
And then their best cover guy, Jair Alexander, hasn't been able to play.
No, he's been out.
And so Russ East, Craig's boy, is a true freshman being thrown into the fire. And, he got burned on one of them.
Well, even the NC State coach said after the game, we knew as long as we could protect the quarterback, we could eat their secondary alive.
Yeah, he sure did. He laid it out there.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that was a weakness.
And they did.
They sure did. So, I think Louisville is more winnable than Tennessee,
too.
Vanderbilt, and Georgia. Yeah, that game's here.
And about it, Dan, by the time that last game rolls around, who honestly might be playing for – UK might be playing for more.
They could be. Absolutely.
To be going to, a pretty good bowl game for the first time in forever. Meanwhile, Louisville, which would have had expectations at the beginning of the year – you know, a top 10 team and the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
Yeah.
Could they have only won 6 games by that point or 7 and it be kind of a disappointment?
Look, we're sitting here talking about it this way, which I think is very doable. I think Kentucky's a good enough team to beat Ole Miss here, to win at Mississippi State, to win at Vanderbilt, to beat Tennessee, and go down there to Florida after winning today. I mean, go down there to Georgia, 9-1, and playing, Florida would have to beat Georgia, but you would be playing at least for, if you're 9-1, okay,
If you're 9-1, nobody's going to care that you lose to Georgia, honest
right,
to God.
Right, down there.
You'll have won 9 games already.
If you're 9-2, and then you've got Louisville coming in, and you could go 10-2?
And that's a historic season. 9 wins is historic.
it could happen. On the other hand, they could easily, and we can all see this, none of us would be surprised if Kentucky goes out and lays an egg against Missouri today.
Didn't Patrick Toles start his first season as starter 5-1?
Yeah. And they lost, yeah. Now, I don't see them having that kind of
tailspin. No, but I'm just saying it's, you
know. But it would not surprise me to see them go out and lay an egg today.
I hope it's not today, because if you win today, then you get the next week off to get healthy, to feel good about yourselves.
Yes.
Like, this is a really important game for Kentucky.
I agree. You cannot lose this one. This one changes everything going into the second half.
Yeah.
We're sitting here talking about them possibly winning 10 games. After the Florida loss, it was like, here we go again. Yeah.
But they have to win today.
Yeah. Well, they had to win that Florida game, too. They needed to, but even that they didn't, we're still talking about a possible 10-win season. Now, the other side of it is they trailed EKU for the better part of three quarters. They made it close with Southern Miss. Had a scare there looking like they could lose a second one to Southern Miss.
Blew a lead to Florida.
They did not look good against Eastern Michigan. They gave up sacked left and right. Almost got their quarterback killed. So then you're going, well, they could have lost all those games, too.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't.
But they didn't.
But they didn't. Today, the spread said it was going to be a 14-point win for UK. Now it says it's going to be a 9-point win for UK.
I lean more towards the 9-point win.
I do, too. As long as you don't make stupid mistakes, you can have mistakes. They always happen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have two of them, three of them, that are just egregious, that are just absolutely, we all can see it, and why couldn't you?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do those things. And then, the offensive line needs to control the line of scrimmage. You got to be able to control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball here. And if Mizzou keeps it, you know, within a score or two, that's fine. As long as you look okay doing it and you can feel good about yourself going to the bye week instead of going, yeah, I feel like you guys, too. I mean, we should have won that game by 20 points, and instead we made it come down to a field goal at the end. Yes, it's still got the win, but it's ugly. We got problems to fix.
Yeah.
You don't want that today.
No.
You want, hey, look pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. If you want to get in here, 381-1313. We haven't taken anyone's call except John Clay's this morning, and we asked to call him. So we can talk Louisville. We can talk UK football, UK basketball this weekend.
Can you believe it?
I know. Mm. We are live at Truck and Auto Extras here on East New Circle Road. Today only, any driver and passenger window tint, $50 if you buy a gift certificate or prepay. Any vehicle or truck that you want window tinted, anyone, $125 today.
Except for limos and buses.
And void in Tennessee. That last part, I'm just joking. You can, if you're from Tennessee, you can... you can come in here. Just don't come around this table. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, no! I broke my iPhone.
Experimat can fix it.
But how much will that cost? I'll probably have to rob a bank, hit the lottery, or hope a long-lost relative leaves me a huge sum of money.
Not at Experimat.
Experimat? What's that?
Experimat is your place for pre-owned Apple products and repair.
Repair?
Yep. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, MacBook, and Macs. You break it, Experimat repairs it. Experimat, 2380 Norman Lane, Suite 130, right next to Salsarita's. Or call 859-368-9265. Experimat. Computers, tablets, phones, buy, sell, trade, or repair.
Fall is here, and that means the Mary Queen Fall Festival. Find something for everyone in the family at the Mary Queen of the Holy Rosary Fall Festival Friday, October 13th and Saturday, October 14th from 4 to 11 p.m.
Picture it, cruising town with your buddies or sweetheart in a sizzling hot ride.
Smoke out the rest of the competition with the hottest vehicle on the road this summer. Get to Truck and Auto Extras today and let the experts get your ride in tip-top shape. Accessorize your car, truck, or SUV with quality parts while getting the best service in town. Window tinting, remote car starters, bed covers, lift kits, new tires, car audio, and more. Truck and Auto Extras, a sure bet to have necks turning and the streets smoking hot all summer long. Don't head north, south, or west. Head east to 1098 East New Circle Road in Lexington. Truck and Auto Extras.
Truck and Auto Extras.
You won't believe the looks we're gonna get ya. Extra cool, extra hot. So much better than what you got. Go from mild to wild, good to great. Have the hottest ride on the interstate.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSpets.org.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day, but you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
What makes a winner?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
What makes a loser?
I'm a loser, baby.
We hash it all out for your listening pleasure.
He's a winner.
Look, I'm a loser.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Don't come around here no more. Well, I'm sorry. Do come over here to Truck and Auto Extras. That's where we are. And today only. I mean, this deal is only today. Any driver and passenger window tint is $50 if you buy a gift certificate or prepay. And then $125 any vehicle or truck window tint. Excludes limos and buses. But they have...
So much other stuff in here.
Yeah, I'm looking at the truck bed covers. They have a huge selection of those.
Rims.
Running rims.
They spinning. They spinning, Mary Jo. They spinning.
Rims. You got the speaker selection, of course, is amazing. If you want to upgrade, like, for instance, I have a 2011 vehicle, Toyota Highlander. And so I have a little LED screen, very small, and it gives me the backup camera. But it doesn't lay out my radio. You know what I mean? Like, my wife's car has to, you know, she's got it laid out, touchscreen, all that stuff. Those are sharp. That's what I want. You know, Bluetooth, all that. They have those here. So if you've got one of those vehicles and you're not ready to spend, you know, another $25, $35K on a vehicle, you can spend much less and upgrade that situation here. And then the other thing that's coming up, you know, these winter months is a remote car starter.
I mean,
yeah,
those things are a necessity.
If you don't have a garage, even then, it's cold in the garage too. Yeah, to have one of those so that you could start it before you hop in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time you get out there, you know, defrost is taking care of you scraping the windshield.
Huge.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. When I lived in Georgia for 3 years, I did not miss winter. It didn't show its face down there.
Well, if you work the late shift, second shift or third shift, I used to work second shift, and
just what you want to do when you get off work.
Yeah,
you'd
start
the car.
You'd start your car. It was awesome.
Yeah, so you can get that here.
But you can get everything here. Look at all the license plate covers. Now, who wants the one that's both Kentucky and Louisville?
You?
I don't want that, no. If they had a Kentucky-Missouri one, sure. They can probably get it for me.
Half of your family is Louisville.
I know, but I don't have to let everyone know that.
I do want to know this. The onesies for little V, your baby Vivian.
Yeah.
Or baby. She's what, 2.5?
She's 2, yeah.
2. All right. So how many, what team onesies does she have? Because let's just go through your allegiances. There's Mizzou. There's UK. There's the Vikings.
Uh-huh.
Then John is Louisville.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know who his NFL team is.
He didn't have one, so the Vikings now de facto. Yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater.
And because of me, yeah. So she's definitely got the Minnesota Vikings like cheerleading.
Oh, yeah.
The whole outfit with the turtleneck and that, for sure. Today she is wearing a Missouri Tigers dress.
Oh.
But she also has a really cute UK. She has mostly UK clothes because I buy all the clothes.
Yeah.
I bought her one T-shirt that says The Ville just so that
John would be happy.
Yeah. But that's it. She's just got one little thing.
Yeah.
The rest is all UK.
Is she going to the game today?
No. She's getting a babysitter and we're going with Sam.
Yeah.
He'll go.
Yeah. Two-year-old at a football game. Means
it's annoying for me.
Yeah.
You know,
don't get to enjoy the game.
No.
I waited, let's see, until they were, I want to say 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Before the first one. Maybe 7. Yeah, 7, I think, before the first one. And then last year, as 8-year-olds, perfect.
Yeah.
When they get 8 years old, perfect. Well, I'm thinking boys. I don't know how it goes for girls, but 8-year-old for boys. Perfect time to do all that stuff you dream about as when you think about becoming a father.
Yeah.
And you're like, they don't have the patience yet for this. They don't have the patience yet for that. They give up too early on this. They don't have the coordination for that. And then at 8 years old, it's like, boom.
Yeah, it comes together.
Everything. Now.
Yeah.
So these next, 4 years before they turn into rotten teenagers and hate me and their mother, I'm going to try to maximize it the best I can. All that stuff.
Oh, well, I've taken Sam to the SEC championship game, when Mizzou played Alabama.
Yeah.
The year before that, when they played Auburn, he did not go. But I've taken him to Tennessee to watch Missouri play, and that was when Doriel Green Beckham was there and Cordarrelle Patterson, who ended up being a Viking for a while. It was a 4-overtime game. It was awesome, and Missouri ended up winning.
And say what you will about Tennessee, but that is a great football atmosphere.
No, it was so fun, and it was a beautiful fall day. It was perfect, and Missouri won, so it was like...
Did you see the Pride of the Southland band march into the stadium, like from outside?
Not from
the
outside. Oh, okay. No, I guess we didn't do that.
That's one thing if you go to a Tennessee game. Stand out there on the street in front of the stadium where that band comes marching down, and it's pretty cool. It's
the first NBA game that I took Sam to see. He loved that.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Also because he gambles, so he made sure that his FanDuel teams were the majority of the two teams we watched play, which was fun for him. And baseball, I've taken him to see a Twins game. You know, up in Minnesota.
Oh, you went to Target Field?
Yeah. And he's been to several Reds games.
Yeah.
But we need to go to see a Vikings game in the new stadium.
Yeah.
Heard it's amazing.
I can imagine. Yeah, Derek Willis, by the way, scored his first NBA bucket last night as a Detroit Piston preseason. But he got one, got in and knocked down a 3.
That's what he's there for.
Yeah. There was a cool moment last night. Kyrie Irving. You know, who's with the Celtics now. And there was a little kid who had his Cleveland Cavaliers jersey on. At the game, Kyrie takes his shoes off and hands them to this little kid. And then it looks like Kyrie must ask him, do you have a pen or something? And the kid's like, oh, I got a Sharpie right here, bro. Pulls it out of his pocket, and then Kyrie signs both those shoes and hands them back to the kid. That was kind of a cool moment.
Yeah.
Something else this week that I wanted to bring up before we – because we've kind of got off track here with UK and all that, but we can get back to that. But the last thing before we take a break here was earlier in the week, Cam Newton gets a question from a reporter. You are a female reporter. Mm-hmm. You have been in that situation. I mean, think about, let's say, Randall Cobb. Mm-hmm. You're asking Randall Cobb at a UK presser about a route, running routes, because he's a receiver. And he says to you, in front of the entire media contingency that covers UK, it's kind of funny that a girl would ask me about routes. It's just funny hearing a girl ask about routes. And then he really doesn't answer your question. He just makes fun of you for being a girl asking about football.
Mm-hmm.
How would that make you feel? In a room full of men, mind you.
Yeah. So I have kind of two thoughts on this. Obviously, I was offended by what Cam said. I just think this notion of, like you know this, Dan. I don't know if most people realize this, but like half the dudes in that room asking questions did not play football.
Right. Like Jim Gray didn't play linebacker at Missouri.
So they didn't.
Know.
They know the game from watching it.
Yeah.
Which is exactly how a female knows the game.
Right.
From watching it, studying it.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of things that I thought were great points of, I'm a crime reporter. Thank God I didn't have to steal laptops, cars, and kill anybody so that I could do my job and ask appropriate questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's never a comparison in any other form of journalism except for like a woman covering football.
Yeah.
Is, well, you never played. Half the dudes in that room never played.
Right.
It's just that it's a fact.
And even if you did play, a lot of those guys played through high school.
High school.
They didn't play college ball. They definitely didn't play pro ball.
No.
It's a different world after that. So
NFL,
you still don't really know that much anyway when you're talking about an NFL team.
No, you still have to just watch the games and
right.
learn things. And so it's just that part incenses me.
Yeah.
On the flip side, I did think that Cam's apology was sincere.
It was a great apology. It's one of the best apologies I've ever seen.
I know, and we're at that spot in America where it's you can't just apologize anymore. It's got to be a mind-blowing apology for it to actually stick. But I did feel like he was sincere in it.
For a guy with that ego that he has, because if you ever see him dress, you know the ego he has because he thinks he can wear...
I saw a meme that was like, you're going to make fun of female reporters and dress like my dead grandma?
Right. I mean, he's got feather boas hanging out his pocket. He's got high heels on.
Mini pearl hats and scarves. And
he's wearing what are those shorts called? I don't know. So anyway, for a man with that kind of ego to humble himself and to be able to say, be better than me, and to take that kind of approach to it, shows me he takes some self out of it. He takes some of his ego and his self out of it to say, man, I really messed up. I said one of those things you say in the locker room in public to you, and that was wrong.
Yeah.
You might...
even like his facial expression and the snickering that I just didn't... So it definitely bothered me, but as a side note, we run so hot on everything now.
Oh my god!
Like we just are all running hot. So
we're touchy feely on everything.
I mean, and we'll just be up in arms on Cam Newton until something else, rather minuscule, in the scheme of things, in the scheme of the world, happens, and then we'll just be outraged at that for another 48 hours, and then we'll just It's exhausting. It's more exhausting than anything.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. What do we call it? I've seen people call us the Charmin Society now. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's just everything. Look, just why can't we just get over things and people? We don't have to be like, oh, well, do your own thing. Anyway.
Yeah. There's also, to me, and this whatever, there is more outrage over what Cam Newton says than our president sometimes. And Cam Newton, I felt, was held to a higher standard than the president of the United States.
Well, more kids look up to Cam Newton than Donald Trump. Well, I would think. Who wants to look like that with the orange hair and the, you know,
orange face,
big belly, and yellow hair, orange face. Sorry.
You got it.
Kids don't, you know.
But it's just so it's. I don't know.
Cam is a much bigger deal.
It's a bunch of things. Now, he lost major sponsors.
He did. Yeah.
Major sponsors.
So you could just say that the whole thing, the apology, is just money driven and that he's not sincere.
But he also, I think it helped him realize the severity of what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this wasn't just I go on Twitter and say, sorry if I offended someone.
Yeah.
This is, I lost money. And he mentioned that in his apology. Like, mm-hmm. I've lost sponsorships.
Yeah.
So I get it now. Mm-hmm. I get, you know.
I can tell you, I was in a locker room, right? We'll take a break after this, but I was in the Braves clubhouse many years back covering a game, and we're guys. There's like three or four guys standing around a player. I'm not going to say who it was. But, you know, after we kind of done with the interview, it's kind of we know that we're all done. We don't mm-hmm. have any more questions. He kind of loosens up and makes a comment about what he's doing that night. And it's locker room talk to guys. Is what it is. At that moment, a beat reporter who's known for the Braves, I don't remember what outlet she's with, but she's there for every game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She walks up to the group of guys and the player, and we're all laughing. And she's like, "Did I miss something?" Because she's trying to get her interview,
mm-hmm.
and he gives the look at the guys like, you know what I mean? Like, it was, if she was standing there,
he wouldn't have said it.
Yeah, you wouldn't have said it. But that's just kind of the world of men's sports. You know, your guys in a locker room, and then they need to be able to know to switch modes in the presence of people, just like your kids. You wouldn't say certain things in front of your kids,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're treating a woman differently in that you don't have respect. It just means you do have respect by not saying some things and acting a certain way. Be more mature.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason guys get away from their wives and go hang out, you know? We're going to do stuff that we wouldn't normally do and say around the wives. You know what I mean?
Also the same reason we try to get away from our husbands every now and then.
Right.
Because, my gosh, we want to have intelligent conversations.
Talk about stuff other than football, right? All right, back with more. We are live at Truck and Auto Extras. Couple specials real quick to tell you about. Today only, any driver and passenger window tint, $50 if you buy a gift certificate or prepay. And then any vehicle or truck that you want to get tinted, window tint, it's $125 for the vehicle. Now, you can't bring a limo in here, and you can't bring your bus. Don't drive that bus up from Whitley County that's been sitting in your yard for 5 years. Don't drive that up here and try to get it tinted. Like, today's not the day. Not for $125. Don't read me wrong. But we're over here, East New Circle Road, just inside of Winchester Road. And we'll be here for another 10 minutes or so, but you can come out all afternoon.
Yep.
And we're back with more. We'll take your calls if you want, 2-381-1313, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, I'm...
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
The Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance event is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Victoriously, ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Yeah, ride victoriously.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer and cheer on your favourite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Hey people, listen up. A new study published in the journal Tobacco Control reports that the cancer risk associated with vaping is less than 1% of smoking. Less than 1%! You can read the entire study on our site. Now, where have we heard this before? Oh yeah, that would be me for the past 6 years on your radio.com. Lots of lying anti-tobacco groups and misinformed health departments and politicians have repeatedly said that vaping is no less hazardous than smoking. But that claim is false and a lie. This study adds a bunch to the already huge amount of evidence that vaping is safer than smoking. 99% plus lower risk for cancer, period. The anti-tobacco groups and health agencies that have made such statements should immediately correct them and issue retractions to alert the public to these important health findings. Vapor is here to stay, folks. Safer, too.
Picture it, cruising town with your buddies or sweetheart in a sizzling hot ride. Smoke out the rest of the competition with the hottest vehicle on the road this summer. Get to Truck and Auto Extras today and let the experts get your ride in tip-top shape. Accessorize your car, truck, or SUV with quality parts while getting the best service in town. Window tinting, remote car starters, bed covers, lift kits, new tires, car audio, and more. Truck and Auto Extras, a sure bet to have necks turning and the streets smoking hot all summer long. Don't head north, south, or west. Head east to 1098 East New Circle Road in Lexington. Truck and Auto Extras.
Truck and Auto Extras.
You won't believe the looks we're gonna get ya. Extra cool, extra hot. So much better than what you got.
Truck and Auto Extras.
Go from mild to wild, good to great. Have the hottest ride on the interstate.
Coming up, the latest sports news, commentary, plus a personal plea from yours truly for the return of My Pants.
You're really weird.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
What is the name of this song? I'm trying to remember. Let's get to the point, and let's, you know, do that other thing.
Get down from me.
And let's head down the road. Somewhere I gotta go. You don't know what it means.
Yeah,
it's like saying the ABCs. You gotta start at the beginning to get over there. For me, anyway, I could never do the ABCs backwards. Could you do that?
It's difficult. I'd have to really think.
Right.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No. All right. Kentucky today, as we've said a few times, this game tonight, 7:30 on the SEC Network, pregame. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300 with Neil Jackson and Coach Steve Ortmeier. That starts at 6 o'clock. And then we have the Alabama-Texas A&M game at 7:30. And then after that, we'll join in progress the Diamondbacks at the Dodgers. Then tomorrow, Kent Spencer at 9:30 will join us from WHAS 11.
We'll go more into the latest goings-on at Louisville with him.
And then Sunday, it is NFL Sunday. You got the Panthers at the Lions at 1. The Seahawks at the Rams at 4, the Chiefs at the Texans at 8 o'clock, and then Monday Night Football we'll have, you know, the Vikings and the Bears. My dad decided to walk in over here.
I wondered how long it would take.
The invite was not for family. Oh, is that right?
This is where he got his windows tinted, which you can come and do today.
We got his alarm.
And we're going to get a tonneau cover.
You're getting a cover today.
Not today.
Oh, okay, but eventually getting a cover.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That, we should have had your dad on to hype up this.
I guess so.
Place.
Yeah, we should have had dad.
Well,
yeah.
I came to see Alex, but I don't see.
He even knows him by name. He came to see Alex. He didn't come to see me.
Well, actually,
you're just a bonus.
To see this young lady.
Yeah, he came to see me.
Right.
I came to
right.
See her. Yeah. Heard her voice for 4 years.
It never has met her. Well.
So,
all right.
And I'll get out of here so you can get back home.
This is work. This is the life.
Yeah.
This doesn't work.
So UK now down to a 9-point favorite. Do you think UK covers that right there? Kentucky win by 9 or more?
I think that's probably pretty...
About right?
Pretty right on. Yeah, I do think Kentucky wins today.
I think so, too. I see the possibility for a stinker, and I see the possibility for Missouri coming together because, you know, Mark Stoops and Darren Henshaw both said this week.
They got to fill up the tank.
Don't say that Missouri's terrible because you can see that they're doing some things and they're close. They're not that far off is how he put it. Barry Odom said, and you said fill up the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're banged up. They're going into the bye week. They can't wait to get to the bye week because they need a rest. So don't look ahead to that and be like, we just got to get through this game and then we can take a break, you know?
And because, like we've talked about, there hasn't been a game this year where you have felt like Kentucky's running away with it.
Right. And then Barry Odom said that this bye week that they're coming off of, what they've done is do some self-scouting. Like say, okay, if we were playing us, how would we play us? And figure out what it is that they're not doing well and what they are doing well, has made some personnel changes, he said, mm-hmm. moved some players around, said that they have liked what they've seen out of their three-front defense, and they're going to build on that. And so they're coming into this game maybe having changed their defense to where UK hasn't seen some of the stuff that they're going to throw at them, which could confuse Stephen
Johnson and the
offense. Yeah, and
they've had 2 weeks to work on it.
Yeah. And so, yes, they also said they've looked at some stuff that UK has done, and they think they've got a good plan to counteract some of it. So it's not crazy to think Mizzou comes in here and plays well, but I do think Kentucky is the better team top to bottom. If Kentucky doesn't take two revolvers and just repeatedly shoot every single toe on its foot off,
mm-hmm.
they win this game today.
Yeah.
But that could happen.
We've seen it happen before.
Yes.
I just don't see them losing today.
I hope not. I hope we're right.
5-1 heading into the bye.
Because it would be ugly
mm-hmm. yeah.
if they did lose today. But, yes, I think you're right. I think Kentucky wins today. I don't know how it'll look. But you hope that it looks good to feel good as you go into the bye week. All right, once again, folks, come out to Truck and Auto Extras on East New Circle Road. My dad came out. You should, too. Good deals going on today on window tinting. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
She's a good girl.